Wednesday, September 8th, 2021, interval training. Here's what we have. 4 intervals, right? That's better than 5. 4 intervals each for time. This is what one interval consists of. 7 ring muscle-ups, 7 push jerks, and then some calories on the air bike. 20 for men, 15 for women. The push jerks are 65% of your 1 rep max push jerk. The ring muscle-ups are kipping. And so you do 7 ring muscle-ups as quick as you can. You grab the barbell, which ideally, you know, when I program this, the barbell is on the ground, not on a rack. If you have to have it in a rack for safety purposes, by all means do that, but I envision it on the ground. It kind of motivates you to keep the push jerks going. Do 7 push jerks. Certainly don't need to be unbroken. Be wonderful if they were, but certainly don't have to be. And then when you get on the air bike, that's what brings the sting of the interval training there. If you pedal the air bike casually, it'll be a very casual workout. If you hammer those 20 or 15 calories at the end, that is going to bring the intensity today. So we'll get in some good volume of the ring muscle-ups, of the push jerks, and then on the bike. And I'm recommending a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio. And so what I mean by that is let's choose simple numbers. Let's say that doing this interval takes you 3 minutes. Well, a 1-to-1 would mean that you rest 3 minutes because it took you 3 minutes. A 1-to-2 would just, you double it. So if the workout took you 3 minutes, you would rest 6 minutes before you did it again. And if that seems like a lot of rest, it's supposed to be, so that you can actually bring intensity and recover a fair amount before you do the next one. Shortening the rest doesn't make the workout harder, it just makes it different and it misses the mark for what we're doing today. We also have this set up as a 2-person team workout if you so choose to do so, because fitness with friends is fun. We have some calorie conversions, you know, the Rogue Echo bike, the Assault bike, and we'll out here every now and then, but they're not the same. That's correct. That's why one's called the Rogue Echo bike and one's called the Assault bike, because they're 2 different manufacturers and they're 2 different bikes. And so they count calories a little bit different, but they're close enough to get you fit and you'll be A-okay. So we've got calorie conversions for the Echo bike, the Assault bike. If you're choosing to do it on a Concept 2 rower, you'd use the same calories. Ski Erg, same calories. If you're using the Concept 2 bike erg, take the calories, multiply them by 1.4. The old school Schwinn Airdyne, take the calories, multiply them by 1.5. And if you're not going to use a bike or a rower, check out the limited equipment option today. We'll have you covered there. We've got videos showing the ring muscle up as well as the push jerk. Super fitness robot time for this is going to be 1:37 or less per interval. Yes, it's possible. No, I won't be doing that. More likely time in the neighborhood of 2:45-ish per interval. So as you can see, it's supposed to be a shorter time domain workout today. Scaled option. 4 intervals, still each for time, but now we have 7 low ring muscle-ups instead of the high ring muscle-ups, and you can use as much leg as needed to accomplish those, but don't use more leg than you have to. Allow it to be an upper body strength building day. But you can do 7 low ring muscle-ups, or chest-to-bar pull-ups, chin-over-bar pull-ups, or ring rows. If you're going to do ring rows, make them as difficult as you can, since there's only 7. If that means putting your feet in a box, put your feet in a box, but make them hard. Again, we want this to be a strength-building day for the upper body. Then 7 push press instead of push jerk. So we reduce the complexity of the movement a little bit, still keeping it at 65% of your 1 rep max. Again, use a rack if needed. And the calories in the air bike stay the same. Still a 1-to-1 or a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio, and there's also a partner version for that. And we've got videos of all the movements specific to the scaled option. The lowering muscle-ups, kipping chest-to-bar, some chin-over-bar pull-ups, how to get a pull-up, ring rows, and the push press. Limited equipment crew, let's break out the dumbbells. They are doing lowering muscle-ups for sure, because we're assuming they don't have high. If you do have high rings, great, do them. But if not, do the lowering muscle-ups and use as little leg as possible, right? Make it taxing on the upper body. Then you grab the dumbbells. You're going to do 11 dumbbell push jerks per round, assuming a pair of 50s for men, a pair of 35s for women. Then you don't have a bike, so you're going to just haul the mail on a 400-meter dash. 4 intervals each for time of that. Enjoy. Also, a partner version in case you talk somebody into it. Video showing the dumbbell push jerk for the limited equipment crew. The no equipment option. This should be fun. Got a great movement in here. 4 intervals each for time. 30-second plank hold. 50-meter bear crawl. How much fun does that sound? And then a 400-meter run. That's going to be a good time. Same work-to-rest ratio, also with a 2-person team version, in case you have a buddy that wants to do bear crawls. Accessory work, optional as always. Okay, the first one, it's 3 different things. Choose one of them, okay, not all 3. And if you can do all 3, then I would recommend you choose the one that's the most outside your wheelhouse to get the variance. You can either do linchpin barbell complex number 9. One time through the complex is 7 power cleans, then 7 push jerks or split jerks. That's one time through. So it's not power clean, push jerk, power clean, push jerk. You do 7 power cleans, then 7 push jerks or split jerks. That's one complete complex. You choose the load on that. Does not need to be unbroken. You're going to do 2 to 3 complexes, depending upon what you want to do and your ability, resting a couple minutes between each. So that's option number 1. The next option would be the overhead carry, where you lock out a couple dumbbells or kettlebells overhead or a barbell, carry it 100 feet, locked out overhead, you choose the load, resting a couple minutes between each. You would do that 3 times. Or the third choice is Turkish get-ups. 3 rounds of 5 to 7 on the left arm, then a set of 5 to 7 on the right arm, resting 1 or 2 minutes between rounds. You choose the loading. We got a video there. So choose one of those options. Then the other piece, because all of those involve overhead, so they're just various overhead options for you. Then the other piece is pull-ups. Palms facing you, supinated grip, strict. You're going to do 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, breaking up as needed. The accessory work, the cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for stretches, we have the kneeling layback and the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. Both of those you would hold for a minute or two, and both of those have a video. Hope you enjoy the interval training. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow. As always, I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.